Church leaders and politicians in South Sudan have used their Easter messages to urge an end to ongoing violence and call for lasting peace across the country. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Speaking in churches of different denominations, several religious figures blamed continued insecurity and sporadic killings on failures in leadership, as fears grow that the nation could slip back into large-scale conflict. The United Nations has repeatedly warned of the risk of renewed civil war. Tensions escalated further after last week's deadly attack in Jebel Irak, near Juba, where 74 mine workers were killed by gunmen. Government and opposition groups have since traded accusations over responsibility. At St. Teresa's Cathedral in Juba, Auxiliary Bishop Santo Loku Pio urged worshippers to reject violence, even under pressure. He called on citizens to choose peace, saying the message of Easter should inspire people to protect life and resist acts that lead to harm. Addressing the country's leadership, he appealed for a change in mindset, encouraging officials to act with integrity and serve the public responsibly. "It is time to rise above violence," he said, expressing hope that peace could prevail. An Easter message from President Salva Kiir echoed similar themes, calling for unity, reconciliation and mutual support. He encouraged citizens to remain hopeful even in difficult times and to work together to build a stronger nation. Meanwhile, Archbishop Justin Badi Arama urged urgent action to end violence and restore human dignity, while Bishop Eduardo Hayabara Kasala called for protection of life and renewed faith in peaceful coexistence. The renewed appeals come amid rising tensions and political uncertainty. The United States Embassy in South Sudan has called for the release of opposition figures, including Riek Machar, as part of efforts to support credible elections and lasting peace. Machar, who is under house arrest and faces serious charges he denies, has the backing of his party, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement/Army in opposition, which has dismissed the case as politically motivated and warned it could undermine the 2018 peace deal. Less than a decade after the end of its civil war, South Sudan, the world's youngest nation since gaining independence in 2011, faces renewed uncertainty as calls for peace grow louder. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.